This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Teresa Atkins, last name A for Apple, D for David, K for Kite, I for India, N for Nancy, S for Sam. Teresa, first name, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, E for Europe, S for Sam, A for Apple. Date, August 7, 2023, period, new paragraph. She's a 60-year-old female patient who comes with a history of progressively increasing shortness of breath since she had a long COVID, long L-O-N-G, COVID, C-O-V-I-D for David, 1919, in August of 2021, period. Since then, she has been noticing shortness of breath on mild activity, and she also has some degree of cognitive impairment, cognitive, C for Charlie, O, G, N for Nancy, I for India, T for Tom, I for India, V for Victor, E for Europe, impairment, I, M, P for Peter, A, I, R, M for Mary, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T for Tom, period. She has also lost the taste, and taste in her mouth is not good, period. New paragraph. Prior to COVID, she was able to walk 3 to 4 miles. Now she can hardly walk 2 to 3 blocks, period. She attributes some of this difficulty with the left hip arthritis problem, period. And she is coming to a point where she will require left hip replacement, period. New paragraph. History of feeling lightheaded with the change of position, which happened twice in last 3 months, but otherwise generally that is not a problem, period. New paragraph. She gives history of difficulty with the breathing, sometime at rest, along with the feeling of tightness and heaviness in the chest for last 6 months, period. Generally, this happens when she is resting and not physically active, period. These symptoms are happening at a frequency of about 1 or 2 episodes per month, period. Generally, this happens under stressful situation, and she would try to relax and gradually symptom would resolve, period. Next line, she has a history of anxiety and panic attacks, period. History of palpitation few times with stress and when she's resting, and they last for a few seconds. But she does say that she had been diagnosed about 8 to 10 years ago for paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, for which she had a right radio frequency ablation, ablation, period. History of sinus and a chest congestion in last 4 months. First episode happened in month of April and May 2023. It lasted for about 7 weeks, period. The second episode she is going through now, and it's been present for 3 weeks, period. The new paragraph, history of palpitation, lasting for a few seconds, happening few times in last few months, but generally happening with the stressful situation or at rest, period. History of edema of feet at times, particularly when weather is warm, and no history of any bleeding tendency, period, no history of any GI problem, period. No history of syncope, period, new paragraph. The past history, history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia, for 9 years, period. She's on medication now, period. no history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph, allergies, he claims to be allergic to tramadol, T for Tom, R, A, M for Mary, A for Apple, D for David, O, L for Larry, period. C also gives history that steroids causes insomnia, comma, feeling of depression and anxiousness, period. She's not on any more steroid for period. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of alcohol, period. She takes about 2 cups of decaffeinated coffee a day, period. Family history, father died. Father is alive at the age of 84, and he has a history of hypertension and diabetes, period. Mother died at the age of 67 due to liver cancer, period. One sister who is alive has high blood pressure and 2 previous cerebrovascular accident, period. See, the sister is 64-year-old, period. New paragraph, menstrual history. Patient had a total hysterectomy at the age of 40 years, period. New paragraph, personal history, 6 feet 2 inch tall, period. Her weight is 250 pounds. The weight has remained same, period. Patient had a history of gastric stapling. Gastric stapling, S, T for Tom, A for Apple, P for Peter, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, G, which also was done many years ago, and with that, she lost 100 pound weight, which she has kept it down, period. New paragraph, menstrual history, if I did not mention above, history of total hysterectomy at the age of 40 years, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis and posterior tibial, which are 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity, 130 over 880 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2. Are normal, period, and there is no S3, period, no S4, period, no heart murmur noted, period, there is a ejection systolic click, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period, there are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. Other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm and within normal limit, period, new paragraph. Analysis, patient functional capacity has decreased significantly since she had a long COVID, long L-O-N-G, COVID, C-O-V-I-D-19, in August of 2021, period. Her symptom of heaviness in the chest is related to breathing difficulty, but in view of her age and multiple risk factor of hypertension, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia, patient is advised to do coronary calcium score, which she understood and agreed, period. New paragraph. The patient shortness of breath may be related to cardiomyopathy in view of her long COVID. So plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for LV function, the ascending aorta in view of her height, and to evaluate for diameter of the ascending aorta, plus any structural valve problem. Valve V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. In the meantime, she is advised to continue same medicine and period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, progressive shortness of breath with significant decrease in functional capacity over last 2 years, period. Next line, number two, history of long COVID in August of 2021, period. Number one may be due to number two. Next line, number three, possible cardiomyopathy. Number three may be due to number two. Number four, hypertension for 9 years. Next line, number five, diabetes for 9 years. Next line, number six, hypercholesterolemia for 9 years, period. Number seven, total hysterectomy at the age of 40 years, period. Number eight, past history of gastric stapling. S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, P for Peter, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, G, leading to 100-pound weight loss, which she has maintained, period. Number nine, history of sinus and chest congestion in month of April 2023 for 7 weeks, plus recently for last 3 weeks, period. Number 10, history of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia for which she had a radio frequency ablation about 8 to 10 years ago, period. Number 11, history of anxiety and panic attacks, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.